This is Brain Food, insights and discoveries from Northern Arizona. Earthquakes can't be predicted, but Professor Dave Brumbaugh says Northern Arizona could expect seismic activity simply because there are a number of faults here. Brumbaugh is the director of the Arizona Earthquake Information Center on the Northern Arizona University campus. He says the Earth's crust in the region is expanding.
Basically, everything from west of Flagstaff, let's say around the Williams area, or just a little bit to the east of Flagstaff, is a zone that we call the Northern Arizona Seismic Belt. And this activity can be traced from Blue Ridge up through Flagstaff, up through the canyon, and up into Utah, where it merges with the Intermountain Seismic Belt.
The largest fault on the southern part of the Colorado Plateau is the Anderson Mesa Fault near Mormon Lake. It's more than 20 miles long. Brumbaugh says it has the potential of producing a strong earthquake, one with a magnitude as big as 6.9.
That would mean a tremendous amount of damage in Flagstaff. We're talking about roads disrupted, water lines out, maybe disruption of power such as electricity, some building collapse, injuries, possible deaths.
Although he can't say with certainty when or even if such a quake would occur, Brumbaugh says there are often swarms of seismic activity, small tremors, leading up to significant events. The last seismic swarm on the Anderson Mesa Fault was in 2011, more than 25 miles underground. Brain Food is produced by KNAU, Arizona Public Radio. I'm Bonnie Stevens.